June 26, 2004, Saturday night, 8 o'clock p.m., Alexandria, Louisiana. That's where I first encountered Jesus and perceived Jesus invite me to discern the priesthood. After that initial encounter, I spent 2 years praying about whether or not I was going to say yes to going to the seminary to discern if the priesthood was the vocation for me. After 2 years of praying about it, I went to the seminary for 8 years of school, 4 years of undergraduate, 4 years of graduate school in theology. And then on May 31st, 2014, I was ordained to the priesthood. And I experienced something that a lot of people, in fact, also experience. Within months of being ordained a priest, after spending 8 years in seminary and 2 years before that praying about going to seminary, within months of being ordained to the priesthood, I came to this realization that's forever just changed my life. And it's that the priesthood is not for me. Can you imagine, right? Going to school for 8 years, praying 2 years before that, then getting ordained, making my promises before the Lord and the church, and then realizing that this vocation isn't for me. But this doesn't just happen to people like me. This happens in the sacrament of marriage. I can't tell you how many of my friends dated throughout high school, then they went to college together, and after college they got engaged, and then they just knew that marriage was for them, and then they got married, and a couple months into marriage, they're like, wait a minute, this vocation of marriage, it's not what I thought it was. Is in fact not for me. Parents experience this. They long for kids, and then they have a child or two, and they realize when they become parents, you know, maybe being a parent, it's not for me. And even in the vocational work of occupations, like the work field, we go to school to be a lawyer, or to be a doctor, or to work in a plant, or whatever it might be, and we say, after all these years of training and school, I always thought that this was going to be the vocation for me. Then I get into it, and I say, wow, this isn't for me. What do you do? What do you do? I think that this experience of recognizing that the vocation that we've worked so hard to accomplish, I think that the thing that we do is we thank God. We thank God. Because anyone that's come to that experience, come to that revelation that marriage isn't for me, being a parent's not for me, working's not for me, ministry's not for me, being a priest or a nun is not for me, I say that's the greatest insight you can ever have in your life. Because you know what? The priesthood is not for me. God did not call me to be a priest for me. He didn't do it so I can feel good about myself. He called me to be a priest so I can die to myself every day for my church, for my bride, that my bride, the church, may have life and have life in Jesus Christ. God has not called a man to marry a woman for himself. Marriage is not for the man. Marriage is for the man to die to himself for his bride, his wife, to have life in Christ every day. And the same thing applies to the wife. It is not for her. You don't get married for yourself because it makes me feel good. You get married because you believe that God has created you to be a bridge for this other person to encounter Jesus in this life and for all eternity. God has not called us to become parents so we can feel loved. Right? How many times have I heard parents say, I just want a baby so bad because I want to be loved. It's not about you. If God calls you to be a parent, it's so that you can die to your comfort every day so your child can experience life. And the same thing applies to our work vocations. Whether you're a doctor or a lawyer or you're working in a plant or you're working in a house, whatever your vocation is, it's not so that you can be comfortable. It's so that you can use the gifts that God has given you to help society flourish. You can help other people. God gives us gifts, and gifts are never given to us for us to possess and for us to say, ooh, look at this great gift I have. God gives us gifts so we can receive the gift, nurture the gift, and then share the gift with other people. So no, the priesthood is not for me. God did not call me to be a priest so I can feel good about myself. God called me to be a priest for you. Y'all got scared, huh? Y'all were like... like, no, Father Josh, what are you doing? What are you telling us? No, I love being a priest. I love it. I ain't lying. No, but it's not for me, though, right? It's not. Whew, that was good. Some of your faces were like, oh. the gossip in Santa Maria today. Did you hear about Father Jack? Clutch the pearls, anime, clutch the pearls. In today's gospel, the apostles, the disciples, they received a gift. The disciples received a great gift. As they were walking on the road to Emmaus, Jesus Christ came and encountered them. And he asked them questions, and they shared their heart, and he listened to their hearts. And then after that, he began to proclaim the scriptures to them. And after he proclaimed the scriptures to them, the word of God, he gave them a homily. He gave them a sermon. He broke open the scriptures for them to understand. Then after they encountered him breaking open the scriptures for him to understand, he shared with them his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Right? They didn't recognize him until the breaking of the bread. That's where they finally recognized Jesus was in Holy Communion. And when they received those gifts of being able to share their hearts with Jesus, like we do at every single Mass, I confess to Almighty God and have Jesus listen to them. And then as they listened to the Word of God, like we do at every single Mass, and then as they heard Jesus give a sermon, give a homily, as we do at every single Mass, then after that they received him and experienced him in Holy Communion, as we do at every single Mass. It's the Mass. The road to Emmaus is the Mass. They didn't keep that to themselves. Or they didn't say, wow, it was really great. I got to share my heart with Jesus. It meant a lot to me personally. So I'm going to go into my room and not share that gift with anybody else. They didn't hear the word of God being proclaimed and say, whoa, that was powerful. We heard the scriptures today, and then keep it to themselves. They didn't hear Jesus Christ give this amazing sermon and say, wow, that really transformed my life. I'm going to keep it to myself. And they did not experience him in the Eucharist and say, I finally saw the face of Christ as he is most present among us in Holy Communion and the breaking of the bread, and keep it to themselves. No, they received the gift. And then what did they do? They went out and they shared the gift. They did not keep the gift to themselves. We do not receive gifts to hoard gifts. We receive gifts to share them. God has given all of us many gifts. Right, some natural, some supernatural. He's given us vocations. He's given us occupations. He's given us relationships. He's given us ministries. He's given us the Mass. And this is not something that we're supposed to keep to ourselves and say it's about me, it's for me, it's so that I feel good about myself. Every gift that we receive is not just for us. It's for us to give to others. We come to the Lord to receive in our utter poverty. Lord, I have nothing. So he gives us a vocation. He gives us a state of life. He gives us a ministry. He gives us occupation. He gives us himself, Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. We receive this great gift of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We receive this great gift of the body of Christ. And then we go and share that gift with our community. Then our community asks the question, whoa, tell me more about these gifts that you're sharing with me, this gift of the priesthood, of religious life, of marriage, of consecrated single life, this gift of your ministry, this gift of your occupation. You're so diligent. Tell me more about this gift. And we have the opportunity to then share with them the gift giver, God. And then our community has an opportunity to encounter the love of God in this life because of us sharing the gifts with them. Our community has the opportunity and the capacity to abide in communion with our God in this life. And if our community has the opportunity to abide in God in this life, to remain in relationship with the God they encounter because of us in this life, then we have a certain hope that they will be able to abide in communion with our God in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity.